Then I'll have to start. But my goal is tonight is to help people not to make Pesach so stressful. I find it that I asked to give a smicha program, give a shiur to two of them, and generally asked them, "Do you look forward for Pesach?" Not one said yes. Each one had a different excuse. One said, "I come home and have to clip me to work." One says that the food is just horrible. And, it's not supposed to be that way. You know, that's not what Hashem wanted. If you look, you know, ask the generation and say that it's just. And we impose many chumras, which you know, certain chumras is correct, certain chumras is just self-inflicted. The marshal, I give you a simple marshal. They were telling me. Some of the, I don't know, I've seen not all Chabad does this, but they were telling me that two of the people talking about the parents literally take a stone and cash at the counters and then cover it three times. So I said, if you pour hot water, some of Kharim, in the lab I showed them the Shulchan Kharim had in the times of. So the problem was they were afraid there would be groups, so the meaning was they covered it. But again, to take a stone and kasher it, you guys do that? Take a stone and kasher it and then cover it?
And then cover
it. And it fits and clicks onto the counter. So you lot of, see, I don't mind you should do chumras, but don't make it sound like otherwise you're eating chumets. And okay, the rabbi wanted us to talk about mechiras chometz. So, let me explain about mechiras chometz. You know, the minig in Kali so became that they sold chometz. It's a good idea selling chometz.
When did it start?
It started Mechavis times. Mechavis brings it down already. So the sefta, Mechavis brings it. The sefta, you could sell your chometz. Now, some didn't like the selling. It's only chumras, you know. Some, but Shachan Aruch says you could sell it. I mean, Kali said was to sell it, and you know. And let me explain why selling is. You don't have to have all the chumras. You know, say I don't want to sell. There are people who are meaning not to sell chumras, gomer, and the reason was they were afraid it's not going to do correctly. You're not, that was their main objection, because it wasn't, this is just recently that the rabbi does it. It became, I would say, 100 years ago. Before 100 years, the older Chaim says, make sure, let the rabbi do it. Let the Chayudam, the Mishtabiri says, you know, it wasn't, times of Mishtabiri, it doesn't seem like the rabbis did it. It started afterwards, and, you know, that they had,
I never
said it, went to the going, and they sold it, and you can imagine. People don't know what they're doing, and so many people did not want to rely on selling. But if it's done right, then it's called sold. Because, let me explain, the first sale which Klal Yisrael was selling before Mechiras Chometz, I say this every year over, every person who had a cow, you know, once upon a time, you had a cow. Wasn't so long ago, my mother, Kanaina Hara, she had a family, came from a family of 13, there was a cow. They were wealthy. They were considered wealthy. My mother says, you know why she was wealthy? She had the pump in the kitchen, the well pump. The whole neighborhood had it in the yard. They had running water inside the house. This was Shaina. And they had electric running in the house. Not everyone had it before World War II. But Al Kapunem, so they had a cow. Now everyone, the cow goes through, everyone had thousands of years. The problem is, if the cow gives birth to a male, it's a b'char. And if it gives, you don't make sure before it's born, it shouldn't be a b'char, you're in deep trouble. You're not allowed to touch it, you're not allowed to work with it. You know, and when I was a b'char in yeshiva, the rabbi would scream at us, and the Yiddish comes out very powerful, you're walking around like a b'char shaita. So he asked the rabbi, I was not faced by my rabbi, the rabbi, what does that mean? Yeah, so the rabbi said that that means that in Europe, but what happened if you had an animal, you forgot to sell it, you couldn't, he walked around, he did what he wanted. Because there is nothing you could do. It's a b'char, you can't do this. Everyone, what did they do, Rabbi Isai? They sold the ear lobe to a goy.
The fetus or
the mother? To the mother. Yes, yad ovigichum b'emza. Once a goy is a partner, in the ear lobe, there is no then, there's no problem. Now, everyone sold it. And they were relying on a iser the raiser every day. Because the shor, the bull that was born, the male, they used to work with it. There's a lav in the Torah. There's a lav. You're not allowed to work with the shor. You know what I mean? The shor, the firstborn, you're not allowed to work. Every time you work with it, you're even a lav. And if you shechter it, you're even a shchita chitz chorus. Bar yiroh, bar yimotzer, is only a lav, and it's once. And we'll later see why that... to explain, it's even less than that. So everyone, now you tell me your neighbor, the goy, needed the ear. Come on, give me the ear. You know, but I don't think it's edible, but let's say it is edible. And they had to keep cheshbon, the shulchan, the goy. You sold it to me for a nickel, and please make sure. I'm waiting for that ear already, you know. Other yah, and you just say other nine. I mean, either they did or they didn't. So it was sold, there was Seimach al Isra Daraisa. So, you know, that's why chometz could be sold too. So the question is, it's just because the goy, you know, looks at it as a religious thing, but legally it's his. I don't care how he looks at it. It doesn't make a difference. He looks at it, it's strange, and it's a Jewish thing. The bottom line is, the locha says, he gave me a nickel, a dollar for it, it became his. They used to do on the king, I'll soon say how they did. But the bottom line is, it becomes his. He thinks that, what am I? Doesn't make a difference. It's yours now. Finished. It's yours.
There has to be an exchange of money.
Well, I'll soon explain. Mechlekes in the Gemara, how we pass which king has to be. But I don't explain. Many people say, have this feeling. It's not real. Come on. It is real. It's sold. Doesn't make a difference. The halacha says it belongs to you. The only time is when the poskim say that it's a joke, the guy wants to take it, you're not going to let him take it. You know, then the guy says, you're not going to let me take it? Yeah, you could take it. You know, don't tell anyone. Rabbi Heineman does a smart thing in Baltimore. He tells the guy, middle of Yontif, please take out one of the piles of his shtores. I want you to go get the chometz. I want you to knock on the door, read where it is, and go fetch it. He always likes these.
Makes it more real.
Yeah, it makes it more real. In Allah, I said I didn't want to do it. I want to do it because no one did it until now. But, you know, I don't like to change things, but we don't like to change things for generations that did it without it. But halachically speaking, you don't need to do it. It belongs to him. It does. The Allah says it belongs to him. You know.
Chenish.
Yeah, no, we'll soon see how that.
It's
a payment. That belongs to his. Allah says. So that'll explain why. Api Allah says. No, it is his. I'll explain why. For that reason, the Shulchan Aruch wanted the Uruf Kablan. I'll soon explain it. But before we get to Uruf Kablan, it belongs to him. It belongs to Jimmy. It's his. First of all, most of us, maybe you have a schayr over there, which is chometz. Your schayr is chometz.
I still
chometz. Yeah, I'm talking about your bars. You still do the bars?
Yeah,
it's chometz gomer.
Yeah.
So, but most of us, the guy wants your schnapps. Take it. I mean, we're not gonna be over by you by mutzah because we're afraid of $80 or whatever you have. But I'll soon explain this. But I just want to say that it's a real. It's not a joke. That's why the whole selling the Rishonim Mesonim selling all the homes, you know, it's a joke. They were talking about the same thing, selling different things. Worse, they were selling the whole farm, and that was a much more difficult because a farm you're not allowed to sell an animal to a goy, behemegasa, and still they were selling mechankulas. So selling a nursing home, an old age home, all this is a pialucha perfectly. And if a person says it's a joke, usually it's the rabbis who never learned Shulchan Aruch. It's the rabbis who only learned Gemara, never came to learn halacha. This is a many of thousands of years, literally, this many was. Okay? So how does... let me explain why chometz is even easier. You know, the Gemara says, a very famous Gemara, the Masechtas Bavakama and Masechtas Bumetzia. The Gemara says, Shnei dvurim eini b'shisha shel adam. You know what I mean? Two things are not yours, and akosav asav b'shisha shel adam. The things that don't belong to you, and Hashem said it's yours. The Gemara gives Mama Oshel, a bar b'shisha rabim. A guy digs a pit in the shisha rabim. The Torah says, that's not yours. The street is not yours. The Torah made it yours, that you became responsible for any nezik, damages that anyone gets. It's yours. The Torah made it yours. Another thing the Gemara says, chometz bepesach. Chometz bepesach is really not yours. Why is it not mine? See, what makes something yours, Rabbi Yisai? I'm going to say, I think the Russians claim that the North Pole is theirs, or the South Pole, I forgot what. It doesn't belong to them, it belongs to me. I say the Mars belongs to me. Belonging is that you could take a hold of it, and there's no you. What does it mean to belong to you? You could do nothing with it. I own the entire ocean. It's mine. What does that mean? There's no by this means that you can control it. It's yours. It's by you. Since chometz is also banur, you have not have any anur. What it means? It's yours. It's not yours. Yours means I could eat it, I could throw it, I could play with it, I could feed a dog with it. There's nothing you can do. It's like the moon. It's like the Mars. Something that's yours means that you could do something with it. The Torah said you cannot do anything with this thing. Nothing. It's usabanu. Usabanu is you do not have any drug, any benefit. So what does it mean it's yours? It means really not yours. The Torah asoy v'rishisoy shalot adam. So let me explain. But there's a famous Ram, very, very famous Ram, who explains how does bittul work. You know, we say after bedikas chometz, we say a whole nusach. You know, we say havet ke'afra, you know, kol chamira chamira, the ike bereshisa, the leke bereshisa, yishabi ke'afra hefke ke'afra da'ara. So it's a machoikis, tishin toisis in the Rambam. Toisis learns bittul works mitam hefker. You know what hefker means? That means it's mine, I'm masker, it doesn't belong to me anymore. It belongs to whoever wants it. It's not mine. It's not mine. It's hefker. That's how it works. That's how the... So then our Torah, all you need is to make it hefker. Now, the Ram says, that asked a very famous question. The Gemara says clearly in the Masechtas Nedarim, hefker has to be done in front of people. If you make hefker, one Maduma says, if you don't make it in front of people, it's not even a real hefker. One Maduma says three, one Maduma says two, one Maduma says one. And some holds men atoira, you need one. You can't, it doesn't work by saying in my heart it's hefker. So the question is, as the Ram, how does it work? You know, there's no one around. It doesn't say the place Shulchan Aruch, when I make the bittul, I have to have three people here. If you're a single guy and your wife is busy in the kitchen, you said the nusach, you're yoitzer. So how does it work? So the Ram says, really, chometz is not yours when it becomes Pesach. The Torah made it yours. The gile milza ba'alma. You know what that means, gile milza ba'alma? How would you say it in English? With just revealing that I don't want it. Not with a full, you know, sometimes the lawyers write a letter. I saw a letter from a lawyer, a whole contract. Boy, you know, he made a hat to iske, but this lawyer had to remake it, you know, like... I'm a giller. He made from a simple hatzayisk, he made three pages out of it. You know, repeats it three times. And you don't have to make a hefker with a big boom. The fact that you made mafker, even beinir me'atzmoi, it shows that you don't want it. That's good enough. So, by chometz, the Ram learns, we don't need such a strong, strong, strong announcement of hefker. Understand what that means? Just by telling, I don't want it. So that's why selling chometz is much easier. All I say, I don't want it. I just don't want it. So you're not going to be able to buy your matzah. The argument that...
selling is easier?
Yes, selling is easier. Because Megillah Milzer... Some hold the madrasa.
But I don't know.
I'm talking about a toira. Betel helps. That's what the rabbanon wants. You should get rid of it. Maybe you come eat it. But explain that the gaba deraisa, all of agili milsa ba'alma. I don't want it. Selling, right? Yeah. So even though people say we'll get to it, yeah. That's sort of much more makel selling chometz than about agivdik. The Rambam learns that bittel works not as hefker. The Rambam says bittel means the Torah gave me a koyach to say this becomes ashes, and it becomes ashes. Yeshivas they say bittel matam bittel. Have you heard that expression? But you learn the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch brings both lashonos. That means the Ram learns it's hefker, and the Rambam learns the Torah gave you a koyach by saying I considered it dust. It became dust. It's not dust. It's $100,000 worth of chometz. But if I say it's dust, it's dust. And Mameila min haTorah am yotze. Only the Rabbanon demanded you should take it because since it's a lot of money. Sometimes you're not going to mean really hefker. You're not going to mean it's dust. You're going to make a joke out of it. So the Chazal wants you should get rid of it.
So which one's more machmer?
Machmer, what does that mean?
No, you're saying one is more, one has more of a...
It's different. It's different. It's not chomer. It's different.
There's a difference between hefker and bittel.
Yeah, many nafkemen is the place coming. Many nafkemen are the place coming out. Because that's how the Rambam held it. Kasha, but the Ram asks... And the Rishonim doesn't apply. The bittel is a koyach. The Torah gave a person to have it in mind that it's a
effort.
No, it didn't have an effort. No.
But if you make it bittel, if you make it after bill, doesn't the fact that I have it in my house remake that chazaka?
The Gemara says, let me say, the Gemara says, perurim memele batla. That means like this, perurim. Is you couldn't care less about those dust. It's hefker on its own. By itself, it's hefker.
That's bittel. After pesach, you declare it, you make it dust. Okay, it's mamish dust. How can you make a bracha on it after pesach?
Well, now I made it on dust. You don't have to make declarations. But the Rabbanim came and demanded that you should not leave. Menatoyra Hefker helps. Menatoyra Bittel helps. The Rabbanim says not. So the Ram explains why. Because it has to do with your heart. Hefker. And the guy says, you really think I'm making this Hefker? Do you really think so? $100,000 worth of chometz and... certain people, the whole panasa, you know. So for that, the Chazal said you have to get rid of it. You have to get rid of it. Getting rid of the chometz is not enough because Chazal were afraid. What happens? You taka got rid of the chometz. You did your bedika. Mele Pesach, you can find a cookie. And if you wait, well, wow, look what I found. Just by not acting immediately, you're everybody, everybody matzah because it's yours. So now you made a hefker, say, I find it, it's not mine anymore. But it's still, you have to burn it. Even though it's not yours, you made a hefker, if you find, you have to burn it. So again, Chazal demanded a bedika and a bittel. We added selling. It's a good idea. Many people, forget themselves that they forgot totally. Often, it was a very practical thing that people do sell chometz. I tell you, Moshe, quickly. A few years ago, a guy calls me at Matzah Pesach, and not Matzah Pesach, on Pesach. His wife realized that she had fish, the pre-made gefilte fish. Chometz.
She told it was sold.
And they shriek, woman, I don't know, I hope they don't listen to this. So, when a woman calls and shrieks, I know that. I was sitting in shul, learning in Koilin, and I already shrieked in the phone, my cell phone, the whole place heard it. I said, it's not yours. Maybe it's not mine. Your husband sold it. It's not yours. It is not yours. That's it. She forgot all about it, but in the sale it says, anything that has chometz is sold. Everything is it's sold.
Why do you have to burn it?
If you sold it, you really don't have to burn it. But the meaning is, you find small chometz, we do burn it. We do get rid of it. Okay. The Menadim, you don't have to.
Okay.
burning the goy's chametz.
Yeah. So I tell him after Pesach, I tell him, you know, some chametz are burned, you want the money, he'll pay you. I tell him that. You know, it could be some of his thing got lost. No?
So up until this concept of selling, they only did this one and...
Selling became just the last 100 years. It started with before the Alter Rebbe, just a generation or two before the Alter Rebbe, they started selling chametz. And everyone did it themselves. That was the brach. How you say brach? No. From the towns of Shulchan Aruch too. He made the nusach that everyone should sell. It doesn't seem the rabbis did. It started later, much later, that all of a sudden they realized it's terrible, so they got the rav of a town and became a shlich to do it the right way. Now, look, I've seen people sell nursing homes and show me the shtar. I don't know what in the world they did over here. You know, today it's easy to download things, but, you know. Anyway, so... Yes. Now I'm going to get to it. The Rambam says, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes it, that if you are selling chametz, you should try to have it outside the house. So if you have sell chametz, booze, or let's say the bars, if it's real chametz, I'm talking people sell, you know, the rice and they sell things which may be sofik chametz, and talking about real chametz, you should have it outside the house. Why the term of sedation wanted outside the house? The simple is because the Chazal wanted you. Why did the Chazal say you should make a bedika? Bittel doesn't help and hefka, because you see it, you might forget yourself and eat it. You know, you're allowed to have chazer in your home. You know that? Imagine you have chazer, a nice piece of chazer. You don't have to run away from it. I always tell this to young people. You have chazer in your home, you're allowed to spend the whole day with the chazer in your home. You have a lady in the home, you got to run out of the home. Because chazer is not so enticing. Sex is incredibly enticing. I have a nice smelling piece of chazer. Schmeck does it get. Don't worry about it. It's not going to be next one. You know, if you have an old lady looking, who knows what, the chazer is going to make you look very young and it's very enticing. But anyways, so you get a lot of chazer at home. So why can't you have chumitz at home? The Chazal said, chumitz loy bedile in shemene. Chumitz, you always, all year round, eat chumitz. So mameila, you might just forget yourself. There are many stories like that. Many chassidish stories, rebbish stories that people forgot themselves almost on their shul chumitz. One of the famous stories, the one of the rebbes, I don't remember which rebbe, but there was a guy who had to go take care of business at Chalamoid. And he was very makbid, he made a bracha, he put on a hat. And okay, he finished the business deal, the guy puts out a beer, pours a brasser, puts on a shtram to make a shtram. Oh, you have a shtram, it's Pesach. And he ran away. I don't know. Many such stories. But anyways, it is, people forget themselves about Pesach. I think we can't forget ourselves after this hard work. But Chazal, you know, that's why you can't have the chametz in the house. The Chazal wanted you to get rid of it. What? What did you say? No, the Chazal didn't want. That's called bedika. Yeah, but I'm saying, Chazal wants, before we have Bechiris Chomet, Chazal says, don't have the Chomet in your house, because it's very easy. It's not, I made Hefke, it's not mine. But worried about, it's going to be in the house, you might come eat it.
Locking it up is fine.
One second. So now, the Chazal wants you to get rid of it. Rid of it before they sold it means burn it, sell it to a goy for good. Don't that people, you know, my parents are angry, my mother, Slava mother, but even they never sold the chametz. They came hungry, they didn't sell the chametz. By Pesach came, all the chametz was gone. You know, finished. You know, but anyways, Chazal didn't want, you should have the chametz in your house. You might come eat it, get rid of it. Now we came, it's not my chametz. The din is, I could have chametz in the house, if it's a goyis chametz, I don't take a chrayis, responsibility on it. All I have to do is make a mechitza. But the reason it works, but it's not mine. Problem, says the Terumah Sedation, when I sell the chometz, you look at it, it's mine. The psychological part doesn't change the halacha. The halacha says it's not yours. Ask the guys, it's yours? Oh, well, don't worry, after Pesach, you need booze? Don't worry about it, I have plenty. We have a l'chaim over here, sechag. Yeah, don't worry about it. I have enough booze for everyone in the shul for that, right? So, you know, how do you don't look at it. We sold the chametz. I don't have chametz. I'm Amish Motzei Shabbos. I have to go shopping. Baruch Hashem, we have.
So for this reason, you understand, even halacha says it's not yours. The halacha does say it's not yours. But the reality feeling is you feel very connected. So the Terumah Sedeishin says it should be out of the house. Really, that's what it should be. So that's why when people come and sell me chametz, I always tell them, make it, put into the garage, into a closet, out of the house, and seal it, and be like, you know what I mean? Not in the house, in the cabinet. And the old generation, my Balbatim, I couldn't teach them. But the young, when they come, I always tell them, you have chametz? Try to take the schnapps, bury it in the garage, in one of the closets, and just seal it and sell it. Instead, like, chometz gomer. I'm talking about booze, that's chometz. What is it called? The schnapps, that's chometz gomer. No. Yeah, not all of them are chometz, but the ones are chometz. And, what's the, and you know, people sell. You know, people, last year, a guy, I sold them this year. Chabad person called me up. I don't even know who she is. Oh. So making a bar mitzvah, Tupi, the second person called me. I hope it's not the same person that called me. Making bar mitzvah right after Pesach, and he wants to bake and cook for... I said, perfectly okay. Two people called me already about this. Now, you should not have it in the house. You should rather have it out of the house. So you're, it's not, you know, you're not going to come eat it. It's gone. It's not here. It's someplace else, sealed, sold. Because, you understand, because the psychological thing, you feel it's yours. Follow, do you want to answer
something? But it's like you have sealed the cabinet, really sealed with markets.
I'm saying best is out of the house.
Definitely best, but if you have, say, bread, a lot of bread.
Best.
And you're in a freezer and the freezer is sealed.
I say again, best is out of the house. Yes.
It's all right. I mean, you have to.
Well, I have no choice, then it's okay. But yeah, it's okay. If you don't have a garage, it's fine. Best is, one year I had, I remember why, I had an enormous amount of chametz, and my wife works for the Chabad, the Rosh Hashanah, and they sell a lot of chametz. I took all the chametz and I put it in the air freezer. I think we made a simcha right after, I remember now, I don't know, many, many years ago. You know, out of the house, no one goes into the kitchen, the Chabad, it's sealed, you know, it's out. I didn't have it. I have a garage, but I wanted to have. But my garage, it could come in and out. The children, it's not like a garage. It's like a huge place. The fridge, freezes. Okay, now.
So that's by selling, but by bittul, can I do this exact same thing? Can I even bottle my stuff and lock it in my garage?
No, because I'll want it. You should bittul it, so if it's not good enough, you should get rid of it. If you don't want to get rid of it, then sell it.
So theoretically, if I decide to make something heftier or bottle, whichever one,
and you did not. Yes, and after Pesach, it's Usa.
After Pesach, it's Usa.
Right.
What if I put it at the front, then not on
your possession? If you put it not on your possession, you put it in the park, you find it after Pesach, then it's okay.
So there's a difference between your property and...
Yes, there's a... The Pichodesh brings... You know, I once said it over here, and people says that people do it. Pichodesh brings down, there was a kinsluch. I say a kinsluch macher, someone who...
Magician.
Not a magician, no, sir. He wrote... The Thai alabase on one chitta. One grain. So the guy, this was a, you know, you can't just do it, you know, it took the whole alabase. So he asked the Pichodosh, what he wants to do is take it to the woods and put it someplace. And I basically, I know what should be. Not take it, I was mafkered. Pichodosh says, no, you cannot do that. Because you know, first he holds that it's not even real hefker. If you mafker it, plan to take it back, that's not even hefker. Yeah, that's a big chiddush. We're not going to go into this. The Rav, the Shulchan Chav brings in the Kittis Achra, he mentioned this. There's a big machloikis, that hefker helps or not. If I might mafker, he says, you're going to take it back. It's like a hefker with a t'nai. It's a b'chlalo question help. He held, you got nothing to do. The only thing he can do is sell it to a goy. He was afraid to sell it to a goy. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
It's not chometz, why? Yeah, but he was Kern Chometz. Kern in those days. No, they when you make matzah, they make sure that the kernels are cut off from the before it's mitzimuchais, before it sprouts. That's true. If you, it looks like the kernel that he had was the only way to write the whole alabase was a little bit puffy. You can't write the alabase on a skinny small one. It's also about now. Yes.
Forever.
If it was real over, you can't have a nun. Right. It depends if you know, if the guy was Rishon, if he wasn't, a big machlekes. Whenever it's a machlekes, we say sell it and don't eat it, and the place can make Rishon.
He could have done that.
He didn't want, he wanted to hold on to it. I remember now, maybe he did say Mechid, I don't remember now what he says. So coming back, okay, is this clear what I just said? I mean, questions? So how, the question is selling. So in the Gemara is a big machlokes. How does a goy see? How does a, when I make a transaction between one yid and another yid, we know the lochus. If I give you money, we pass in kesef is not koina. That's mashiach is koina. You know that. If you want to sell me a yichametz, I go into the grocery store and I give him money ahead of time. I want to buy 20 boxes of wine, whatever I gave him the money. Now he comes and I says, okay, the wine that's in the store is all mine. He says, he shakes, yes, it's all mine. I come tomorrow and say, I'm sorry, I sold it. I was not koina. It's not mine. We passed in kesev, it's not koina. There's a mishapur. I don't want to go into Zaiti Galuch. I want to focus. We passed in yid, kesev, not koina. Mishich is koina. Mishich means by picking it up, by schlepping it. Hagbur mishicha. How about a goy? So in the Gemara is a machlekes. Ramaduma says a goy only knows about money. That's all he knows about. Money, you have money, you koina. Not money, you're not koina. Ramaduma says no. A goy needs ukinu mishicha. Big machlekes are showing him how we paskin. Machlekes are showing him one and some shem hold both work by goy. But everyone agrees one surely works by goy. It's either kesev or mishicha. There's one shit that says both work by goy. So anyways. So what we try to do every kinyan, because last year you guys were telling me Chabad has on the website, you just click and so that is a shvacha kinyan. Let me explain to you.
It's better than nothing.
Yeah, it's better than nothing, no question. Better than nothing. But let me explain. So what we do is the first kinyan we make with the goy is kesef. Kesef means I don't have to pay him the whole. He doesn't have to pay me. No, I have chometz. Okay. I have selling my $100 worth of chometz. He doesn't have to give me the whole $100. He gives me a down payment. The down payment kesev makes it his. On the bamduma that says kesev is koina, the guy gave me a dollar. He owes me $100. The down payment is a dollar. It's a down payment $1. So the chometz is now his. The guy's, I got paid. I mean, I paid him a dollar. I'm sorry, I paid him a dollar. I owe him $99. But that's the down paymentism. But the Shulchan Aruch came with the Urav Kablan, he made a big tumult. Which, you know what an Urav Kablan is? Let me explain. You know what an Urav is? An Urav is a guarantor. That means, a guy says, I need a loan, I need to get me, everyone knows a guarantor is. In case you don't pay, I'll go collect to him. The Shulchan Aruch says that there's a problem with the down payment. Let me explain why. You know, if I am a kabel achrayis on a goy's chometz, it's not mine, but I'm just a shoymer on his chometz. How's the pasuk on that? It's not mine. The goy says, "Can I leave the chometz in your possession?" You know, to give you a good marshal, you know, when you rent out a hotel room, if you guys go skiing chalamoid, I don't know if this chalamoid you'll ever, but my neighbors in Shigaz, they go skiing. So, you know, they rent a hotel room. I always tell them, make sure there's no bar. Because if there's a bar, and by mistake the seal broke, it's your achrayis. That means if something spills, breaks, someone came in and took it out, you become bala, a shomer on it.
Because they charge you for it?
If someone broke, if someone opened the door, helped themselves with a beer, you have to pay for it. If the seal was broken.
Right.
If you didn't use it, then they don't. But if you used it, it's your achrayis. Once the seal is broken. That means...
What if it's free?
Well, they don't give... No. Free? You can't. You have to come take it out. Yeah, but anyway, let's go back. So that means, so you have to, it's your achrayis. It's not mine. It's clearly not mine yet. But if something goes wrong, you're going to have to pay for it. And the Torah is marbe, special posik, that you overbal your bai mutz. You understand the concept? Even though it's not mine, it's not clearly, it's not mine.
But if you, a small simple, the guy asks, can I store my beer in your backyard, in your fridge? And the guy, and if I be responsible in any way, dina la machisa dina, if I'll be responsible. Or the guy is a gvar alam, there's one shit that holds gvar alam, means he's a bully. And I better pay him if something, you know, I dare not to pay him, otherwise, you know what's going to happen. And then, it means, you have some achrayis, responsibility, over bali rabbi motza. So the Rav says, the problem is, the guy gave me a down payment. Right? The guy wants to make sure I get the chometz. If the chometz, something happens to it, it's not going to pay me. It's like I'm watching the guy's chometz. I'm responsible. Because if he's not going to pay me, let's imagine this way. The chometz, someone stole the chometz. And you go to the guy, and you say to the guy, you know, I'm sorry, it got stolen. It's your chometz. You only gave me a down payment. Pay me 99. They look at you like you fell off the... I should pay you? Why should I pay you? You didn't watch it. You should pay me. Give me back the dollar that I gave. So there's a achrayis on the... You understand what I mean? There is...
But what is the value of the money? The guy doesn't see it. If it's sealed and closed in the bar,
yeah.
Even though it's not achrayis,
it is not a chayes, but you see, they say it's not your responsibility. Let's take it simple. You have a warehouse, shtick aware. Imagine someone says, I want to store in your warehouse alcohol. And it turns out to be chametz. So if you have any din shomer on it, that means if it got stolen because you left the door open, you didn't lock it well, and someone came in, it was your negligence, you would have to pay. That, the Torah says, it's over by your buying matzah. And I know nothing. I told the guy, choose a corner where you want. It's your chatzir. It's your, chatzir. Your entity, how you say, your chatzir. Yeah, you just tell them. If you tell them you don't want in the room, they take it out. Because many people don't want to be in. Yeah, I tell say every Yantov, I tell the people in my show, you should make an announcement. If you go skiing. Yeah, you go skiing. Many people go skiing, and they tell me in the ski lodge they have booze. Yeah, not all. The better, nice ones all have. So, Mamela, you understand now what the problem is? What the Rav points. You understand now the problem is. So, the guy, I have chometz that I sold the guy. So, the guy gave me a dollar. Now, if it gets stolen. The guy's not going to pay me the rest of the money. He says, why didn't you watch it? It's your achrayis. So we get an Urev Kabel means that I have no responsibility for it. If it gets stolen, this person is responsible. So I could take responsibility on a guy's chometz in his house. You understand what this means? I could run an insurance company and say, I am insuring a Budweiser with his beer. It's not in my possession. It's in Budweiser's place. But I am the insurance company. You understand? And same way with any chometz, a bakery. So when I'm a Urev Kablam, I get someone else's Urev Kablam, the chayis is not on me. I told the guy, I have no chayis. Someone else is going to take responsibility. So maybe that's how the Rav takes part care of.
Why can't the Urev Kablam sell the chometz to the same guy? The Urev Kablam cannot sell the Urev Kablam sold his chometz to the same guy.
I don't know. That's not. I know that Chabad does. I don't know why. I don't know why. Because they were afraid that this same chometz will do it on the same chometz. I'm afraid that I'm going to sell this chometz to the guy too. That wouldn't work anymore. Then the Urev Kablam falls away. If it's the same. If I'm Urev Kablam and I'm selling this chometz back to the goy, so the whole thing originally falls apart.
Same thing.
That's what I think. That's only an addition, an added addition of Chabad. That's not what the Rav talks about. So, anyways, so that's Kenyan. We do a Kenyan Kesef. Then we do another Kenyan, a Kenyan Siddur. Do you know what a Kenyan Siddur means, Rabbi Yisai? You all got married. Most of you are married. I hope so. And you were at the chasana, you pick up a garton. What is the hocus pocus? What is the garton? I go to the chasana and I take out a pen. And the guy says, a pen? It has to be a garton. What is a pen? You know, you told it has to be a chepet shel kedusha. So what is a kinyan? It's a kinyan which the Torah said. The Torah made such a kinyan. You know where we learn it from? From Rus. That's the pasuk. Shnaloi, they made a kinyan. What does the kinyan make? The kinyan says that but let's talk about the wedding. You just got married not long ago. So you picked up the gartel. You picked up the rabbi's gartel or the ed's gartel. That means it's like the kala would have gave you the gartel. The kala would have given you the gartel, and you became obligated the chayivik suba to her. You became now mishibed to support your wife, give her mezoinus. And chas v'shalom, if there's a divorce, if there's misa, you have to give the pedik suba. So the gartel works like she would have given it to you, but she doesn't have to give it to you. I'd also give it for her sake to you. Like if I want to go into a store and I want to buy for your kala, I want to buy her something. So I go to the store, I say, here's $20. I want this, should go for this and this person, and becomes the person. So the kinyan siddur is a kinyan that the ed gives the chassan for the kala's sake, and you pick it up, and you became a shubhid. It's an exchange. It's a kinyan chalipin. It's a kinyan siddur. It's called a kinyan chalipin in what it calls. Kinyan chalipin is a little different. I don't want to go into the details, which is not the game for us, but that's how it works, kinyan siddur. So when we make with the goy, now we have to, by a goy, we have to take the goy's chayfetz. Because a goy, there's no shlichas. If I give my gartel to the chosen, to make the kinyan to the chosen, so I'm the shlich for your kala. You know, she doesn't have to know about zuchun shlich before now, but that's how it works. I was by chasana, and chosen's a very frumma. He wants the kala to give it to, she should pick it up and give it to me. I was very annoyed at him. You're telling me for thousand years they didn't do it right. Is that what you're telling me? That your father and your grandfather in a thousand years, you have to be... There's a famous Rav, who's from London, Rav Padva, from the older Rav Padva. So someone told me he was a Sheva Bruchas, and they pulled up a cup of Revius, and the Chassan said, oh, it's too small, and bring another cup, fill it up. And Rav Padva was benching, so he picked up the cup, Rabbi Yisai, and I asked him, Rebbe, why are you picking up some? If that was not a Revius, then this is a Tefach. if that wasn't a Revius, I mean, this has to be this, so the Tefach has to be so high, and the Chosin is so machman. He had a very good sense of humor when people came with the Chumris, like, you know what I mean? That's how Yiddishkeit gets, or sometimes distorted, you know, when a guy thinks he's getting frumer and he does better, and anyways, coming back, so that's called the kinyan siddur. So that, many Rishonim hold, that works by goy. It's a long sugya in the Rishonim, that works by goy. We're making it. The third kinyan we make, which the Rishonim clearly says it works, it's called kinyan agav. Let me explain what kinyan agav means. The Gemara says that if I have a piece of property in Eretz Yisrael, and I have a lot of chometz here, and I want to sell you, no, forget chometz, I want to sell you all my plumbing department. Okay? So I say to you, by renting my piece of property in Eretz Yisrael, you can have all the plumbing that I have down in San Diego should become yours by making a kinyan, paying me a dollar for the rental for that place, the whole plumbing becomes yours. It's called kinyan agav. That means if you make a kinyan in the karka, in the piece of property, or either reskidus or buying it, you are koina, the kinyan agav, the plumbing. So we make with the goy a kinyan agav.
The goy give you two times money?
He does have to give money. The money that we say the money is for the down payment, and part of the money is the kinyan agav.
Twice.
No, you don't have to give twice. The goy for each star, I give the goy a dollar. She gives me a dollar.
Can the down payment be a loan? It's not three stages.
No, I do all in one star. What do you say?
Can the down payment be a loan?
Let me down pay him. No, it's not about it. Down payment is not a loan. It's
down payment. The Jew gives the goy.
I don't give the goy. I don't like to do that. No.
Money.
I want the goy to get money. You know, I want it to come with money. Yeah, I don't like it to do that.
But on the down online, we're not selling it online. Make it clear. The person is giving the rabbi permission to sell it on his behalf. The kinyan that you're talking about, not that you're putting the button, you're not selling it to the goy at all. online that what we have is that.
I'll make a shlichus.
He's making a shlichus and he's saying that he's.
Yeah, but you have to know where the chometz, the value, the right where the chometz is and the value, the right down there.
They don't write those either. They write the general ledger.
That's what he told me last year. That's why it doesn't appear loch is shvach amasas. They should write. The guy should write down where the chometz is and because
where in the house
is done. Where the chometz is and the value.
Address.
He has to know where you know. Okay, that's okay. Good address, but it is good. But the value. You have to write down the value of the chometz.
I've never seen that.
You should write the value. The guy should know that this is what you were concerned with. That's what this
was. Value that includes pop
and pen? No. From the chometz. All the food that you now you want to use. I tell the guy, we're not selling you just chometz. We're selling you corn, rice, anything that food, not this, the people are not going to use, it's all sold to you. And the seller should make a value, it says in the price kit, because again, it makes it more real. Oh, she bought. You could write, api alocha, I will assess later. It like there's more gumar makna. So I write down the value. So what was I saying? So kinyanagav.
Yeah. Selling the ear of the cow seems so far fetched.
And it works.
And it works. And that's where we learned that we could do this sale.
No, that's at the sefta. But I'm trying to tell people. People make fun of selling the nursing home. The nursing homes is not even a deraisa. Nursing homes is only drabans. I'll explain later. It's just Shabbos, less problem. The shor was a serious problem all year long, every day. It wasn't just
the only thing that made it serious was if the goy was going to come and say, I need the ear now.
No. It's we tell the guy, I'm selling you the ear.
Yeah.
Fine, okay. How tasty is an ear? You ever ask the guy, you had to do the
pickled
ear. You know, I didn't see pickled ears, right?
They made a Kenyan
agav. Some Rishonim, that's where the Rishonim bring a raya today. We find in the Rishonim that the Rambam learns and the Rava learns they made a Kenyan agav.
Can you explain why the Kenyan agav
is a Gemara Darshi is a pasuk. Why we have to do it? Where maybe Kesed doesn't work and only Mashiach works, and the Goy did not come to your house. Let's say you're selling booze, right? So let me explain what he's asking. So why taka do we make Kenyan agav? Because if the goy would come to the house and pick up all the chometz, I wouldn't have a problem.
But he doesn't do it.
The goy doesn't go around to everyone's house and picks up the chometz. So we make a Kenyan agav. Understand that's what it means, Kenyan agav?
Why doesn't
the Some hold it doesn't work.
By a goy.
And then some hold the Siddur. So Kin Agav says in the Rishonim that it works. Clearly, they found in the Raven and the Ben Yeruchim, two big Rishonim, who clearly say by the Pchor they would make a Kinyan Agav to the Goy. So then they make another Kinyan, which is a Shtar, a document. Dina Machisa Dina. Speak to lawyers. Who's a lawyer? A document is a document. It's accepted as a Kenyan stimta. Stimta means what it's accepted amongst the people. So that's where we make a Kenyan shtar. Did I skip one? I think one more second. So some also make a Kenyan chotzer. Tell the goy, I'm renting you the place where the chometz is. It's yours. And you koine with a Kenyan chotzer. Well, it's a different type of a Kenyan. Because chotzer is metam shlichus, many hold you can't make a kinyan chotzer and shlichus lakin, but kinyan you could. We try to, and we write into the shtar that one should not be ma'akev the other. That if one doesn't work, the other should work. Now, that should be that all, I need all, has engine is called, how's it called, these engines called, all the shifts. Doesn't have to work with a four wheel, doesn't have to be a four wheel engine. It's good enough. It's two of the wheels are the ones.
You make the sale before you burn the chometz or after you burn the
chometz? We make the sale before, but that chometz that's yours, we are on sale.
But you have to write it. You might be, you're not selling that chometz.
No, you're after that. You're not selling. That chometz you're not selling.
You have to tell it to the guy?
I don't have to tell the guy. You yourself know that you didn't sell. You know you're not selling that chometz.
Does the guy get benefit from this?
The guy, I give her a nice tip because not from the chometz. I sell her a lot, a few hundred million dollars of nursing home, so no worries, she makes money on that. I just want to come back another thing. I'll tell you what happened last year. Last year, a guy comes to me And he says to me that he's not going to the hotel, staying here. So I usually sell the chometz here, you know, in the morning. You know, it's better because it's much better because maybe the guy last night went out and bought himself bagels and, you know. So after I sell the chometz in the morning, I listen to all the messages. You know, sometimes it's 20 or 20 messages. And the guy says, Rabbi, I decided, bought the tickets, we're going to Florida. I make a chesh, when I sold the chometz, he was in Florida, and it was too late. I was so annoyed at him. But there's a famous ktsos, which is too long to explain. Now, maybe next week I'll explain it. But the ktsos says, if you're a shliach, he was mesalik himself from the chometz. You know what I mean? But it's not chometz, it's not his chometz. And if but he had, you sold it. There's a whole long, I'll explain next week based on a ktsos. But so this year, I did something else. I tell the goy, I once did it, but I forgot to ask you to. I tell the goy, and I right away, if anyone changes their mind, tell them I sell, because I sell for the Etzisodiga people also, so I sell the night. And for the New York, I tell if anyone ever changed mind, all the shtoras over here, that chomish is also sold to you. If there was a change, we'll figure it out later, but it's also yours. But this year, I changed the papers. I made the new paper, if you come from Etzisodiga, you're in New York, it's a pinch pain. If a guy's Masupik, maybe I'm going to his hands. There's a chance that you're going. You know, some of the wealthy people make up the last minute. You know, this guy's a wealthy young couple. And the last minute, decided, you know, let's go to the Florida. We go to, you know, buying a ticket the last minute is Dumim Tarta Mashma. You pay twice as much. Imagine it's Erev Yontov, the day before Erev Yontov, the afternoon. I decided, let's go to Florida.
What time do you sell it for Israel?
I sell it at night because it's only 8 hours, 7 hours, 8 hours difference now.
Okay, so what time?
So I sell it at 10 o'clock Lamoshul. So okay. It's at 6 o'clock in the morning there. But when people sell to me from Australia, that's a serious problem. So what I do for people in Australia, I tell them, I am buying your chometz.
What kenyan do you make for that?
That's the yid for me. This is very simple to make a kenyan. Yeah, I give him a dollar. I buy the chumetz. I make a kenyan siddur. He's here. He's going to his in-laws. He is here. He's going to his in-laws. And I'm talking about here, right here, the apartment. So I should remember to sell it early, one very early. Your apartment is mine, and your chumetz is mine. A lady. When I sell my chometz. So that's included. That's what I do with the people in Australia.
Well, people ask you, how much is your chometz worth? You have to write all that down.
Yeah. Last year I had two families.
We went online. On the form online.
Suggest a donation on the Chabad website. And you click the button, give $36 to the rabbi. Then that's
no, because it looks like it's clearly that you're giving the rabbi permission to sell a
comment
on your behalf.
I don't understand what you're saying.
The question is he making a shliach that you're giving the rabbi permission, or would it be better to say, you're buying comments from me, rabbi, and rabbi is going to sell a comment?
What does it say? It depends what it says.
I'm asking
Shtar HaShoah is just a shlichus.
But which one's better? If they said
better, the rabbi should buy it.
So with that,
for him.
Would clicking the button make a opinion by the
if Dina Lamachis Dina says it's a Kenyan, it's a Kenyan, but why would the rabbi like to do that? It's, you know, he babies his name.
The guy has
traced
us, he can't buy it. The rabbi don't
have to throw this
stuff.
I don't know, so who has
traced us? In the case where someone sells a they have
you mean to say maybe the guy online? Yeah, that's true. That's true. There's someone asked me. A shliach asked me. Someone asked me just today. And I don't know. I always realize when one guy tells me something, they ask other Chabad people, tell me it's not true. But let me tell you what he asked me. He says to me, they go Erev Pesach in the morning, and to get Jewish people, not religious, to sell the chometz. And Mamela, so he was asking me, these people eat chometz anyways. So their chesed is, let them rather, not over Bariu Bariu Mutzah, let them over Geneva rather than Bariu Bariu Mutzah. That's the chesed. Or what? That happened just by selling the chametz?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why
are
you
laughing? What? Moshe has a tshuva that someone asked the Moshe that they want, that this was different. There was a Jew in a neighborhood where the supermarket owner was a Jew. And they want to eat right after Pesach. It wasn't like nowadays, you know. Remember, there was some hick town. And they were not going to have to eat after Pesach. They have to rely on the flour, they have to rely on this. Can we go and sell the chometz? And even though he's going to violate the Pesach, he's open, he's selling big time. Moshe says it does help. He has a whole tshuva about it. A long tshuva to explain how it works and does sell it so on. I just want to say something.
What's the tshuva
about this?
Is it
Mishigas? It's not a Mishigas. They put chometz sometimes into it. Yeah, the first. No. No, you're not allowed to have chometz. They put flour. They some of the chometz. Yeah, it's ischa. It's a dog eats it. Yeah, dog eats it. And the same thing with bird food, I think, or fish. Yeah, you have to check for chometz.
In fish food, they sell a lot of times. They use like 7 day release. Put it in the tank and release it every night.
I don't
think
you're a fish.
I'm saying it seems to me that those would still be
chomets.
I've seen people use that.
Yeah, it's chomets. You should sell the whole thing to the guy. Or you could get, as people tough fish tanks told me, you can get fish for the weaker chom, not chomets. They do sell non chomets things. They do.
On the online form, when you're making the rabbi the shliach, if you put your address and the value, you cover. That's the way to make it is.
The best is not. Best is meet the rabbi himself. That would be the best. That's the best. Yeah, can you sue the? It's best. Second best is that. I want to say something else about the.
How specific do you make the people be when you say the word the chametz? Can I say in my house or?
I try to ask them. Yes, try to. I encourage them. The young people are most successful with old generation. I encourage them, they keep the chometz outside of the house. Or one guy every year puts it, you know, some of the people have a lot of, they don't use it, they're not Lubavitch, they have booze. One guy has $5,000 worth of booze.
Not that much,
no, it's okay. But he has, you know, collection. Each bottle, a collection that is, you know, the. So he doesn't want to put it down in the so his children are not from us, so this is their job, they put it in the, they have a, you know, a trap door, and they put it on the bottom, you know.
But if I specify, say, Rabbi Kalman, my chometz is in my garage, and then I find a filter fish log in my freezer, that's not kosher pizza.
Yeah, but I, in the shtar it writes it, anything that I didn't mention, if not mentioned, is also sold.
That's a
separate issue. You might eat, but in the shtar it says any chometz, any place that's found. Lemosha, the people make a big tumult about the garbage. Okay, so I write into the shtar the garbage is sold to you. So you can, truthfully, garbage has a value nowadays. People buy it, but I could sell you $1,000 worth of chometz and also a half a cent of crumbs that's over there. Sold. I tell people it's always a headache with the garbage. I'm sure your neighborhood too. What do you say? We're not New York. No, in New York they have it. New York, Crown Heights, Borough Park, Williamsburg. Yeah, but here we had it 1 year in my neighborhood. We had 1 year. The city came around, not every year did it come, I don't know, depends who's the politician there and who could push the buttons. But the bottom line is, if you have it outside, don't bring it in. It's not your garbage bin, anyways. It says clearly, it's not yours. It belongs to the city, it says clearly.
Which one doesn't belong?
No, it says clearly. I asked someone last year, 2 years ago, to ask the city. It says clearly, does not belong to you, they don't rent it to you, it belongs to them, they could take it away if they want, and then, you know. So I tell them, just put it in the front, so whenever you pick up the garbage, it's not your garbage, and finish.
What if your landlord is like, you know, you're taking your garbage and putting it like on his property, because it's a big bin anyway.
It's okay, as long as, if he's a private garbage, that's a problem. That's a problem. If you have a bin, which is, you know, some of these places, and the owner's a yid, so I tell people, just drop it in the public garbage. You know.
Where is the public
garbage? In the park. Bad places. Besides that, they have, in the, sometimes, years ago, they, now they have, my neighborhood, there's one big bin where you could throw the chometz.
We
don't sell the kelim. We sell the chometz that's on the kelim.
You're not selling the kelim.
You don't sell
the
kelim. Otherwise, you're going to have to make tzidus kelim after Pesach.
Yeah. What about
that you don't sell the kelim, you sell the chometz on the kelim. You don't have to sell the bliya. We sell in case there's chometz on the kelim. No, bliya, the Gemara says you're not uibar uibar imutsa because it's a bliya. You don't see it. So you don't have to sell the bliya. No one ever sells the bliya. They sell it on the keli in case you were lazy, because at Shulchan Aruch you have to clean all the kelim. In case you were lazy, you didn't clean it, some chometz, that's the problem.
Just a side thing, can you not sell a keli to a goy instead of toiling it?
Yeah, you could give a keli to a goy not to toil it. It's Erev Shabbos, if you, you know, but it says you should toil it afterwards, because since you're going to keep it, then it's like a shtikl haroma. But you have to remember, you have to toivel kelim. You have to remember, people buy new kelim, they forget, and yontiv, you're not allowed to toivel. You know, back of my shoulders, the tefillah kelim. I one time come at yontiv, and a whole family toivel big time. I say, what are you guys doing? It's yontiv. We men go to the mikveh yontiv. What's the problem? Yeah, but tefillah kelim is also yontiv. What do you say? Yeah, the guy, the Gemara asked the kasha. So anyway, so you take it, but yeah, and yeah, you know.
But if it's electrical and you can't toggle it, you can give it to
a boy. You don't have to give. You could toggle the, depends which electrical thing. The part, you could toggle part of it. Yeah, I said that I.
Can you be announced in all the silver mitzvah? Shot glasses were not toggled.
The what?
I gave out shot glasses in the silver mitzvah. You mean the announcement?
Don't remember, but I, because, why? Because they.
They didn't know?
That's a question. I think a firm, I think a firm people gave out shofar glass or whatever. Can you rely that they kaibel? That's amazing. That's enough.
Can you rely that they did? Remember, that's what I got with the site. You mentioned
just about the ksuba. By a bar, the guy who says nothing. Because it's a kinyan divana. And by the ksuba. So you the husband became shubit now. It's like the zionist. No, the kinyan makes. Yeah, it's like a kinyan. Yeah, I pick up the guy was going to the garden, and with that I'm makna a shibit that I'm going to support my wife in the chayivik siva. That's kinyan dvar balma. It's not money. It has to be monetary. No, no, it has to be a monetary thing. Monetary. If I make a kinyan that I'm going to work for you, I'm going to work and make a living, but it's worthless. I'm going to support you. I'm going to make sure you have money. The monetary thing is chal. Any other question about Pesach? Maybe we'll talk about the foods next week.
Okay.
All right, we'll talk about next week.
Thank you.